Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klaus Samachtes, and we're learning a Simon Vav. And the Chayyadim, this is based on the Gemara, Asul Hatzim Enov Mimenu, Kadim Shiagia the Sotal Aramis. Kesha Yitzarek Lakum Mipono, Kishagia the Sotal Aramis, Valza Nemar Biyaresa. So Rashi brings from the Chazal raised the question. It says, Biyaresa Mielokecha, So the Torah uses that phrase in a few places. Regards to mitzvahs, the Torah says you should have fear from Hashem. So what is the Torah stressing? Of course, all mitzvahs require yira. There's a certain areas where a person can sort of pretend to fool these people that he's not doing anything wrong. But Hashem knows. Hashem knows. You have to have your from coming forth. Rashi in multiple places in Chumash brings this idea. A person is doing something which seems to be innocent and seems to be acceptable, but really it's not. But Hashem knows. So Chazal part that up here as well, and the application of it is a person who sees the Chacham in the distance, and he's not chayav to stand up for that person who's in the distance. And he makes himself busy, and you know, his eyes are shut. He doesn't notice when the Chacham comes nearby, so he doesn't stand up. So seemingly he did not do anything wrong. He didn't notice the Chacham being there. But the reality is that he knew the Chacham was coming, and he specifically opted himself out of doing the mitzvah. So Hashem knows what's going on. Don't think that you can get away with this. That's a good morning question. Now, the Chayyadim, in the language of the Chayyadim is interesting. He says, "Officer, it's officer to do it." And now, suddenly, of course, it's officer to do it. Because then he didn't stand up, and he's required to stand up. The other examples where we have this idea of Chazal, that's what's incumbent upon him no matter what, just he's fooling people to think he didn't do anything wrong. So if the mitzvah is incumbent, of course, it's officer to do this. It sounds like from the Chayyadim is that really it's effective. He's not actually going to be part of him standing up, but it was wrong to put himself in that situation where he's part of him standing up. So the Chayyadim is the Hidr. If it's not obvious from his action that he's been a mice of Hidr, the Chayyadim is keeping together with Hidr. If his eyes are shut, so he's standing up, it doesn't show he's showing covet. So there's no mice of covet in that situation. Seemingly, he would not be chayav to stand up. However, he did this with a subterfuge because his eyes were open beforehand. So it's also to do this, to make this subterfuge, to actually not have the mitzvah. And that's how the Chayyadim understands this, the application of Chazal, and different than the other scenarios. Remember, we spoke about regards to Kibbutz Ba'aim, we mentioned the opinion. From Rav Falk Zatzal and his choice there from Machzal Yov, where he says that that even if the person does not see the parent, the person has a chiyuv to stand up. The chiyuv to stand up is a comment about the individual to give cover to the parent. So as soon as he hears the parent's footsteps, he has a chiyuv to stand. The Mor says that Rav Yosef, even when he's blind, when he hears his mother's footsteps, he can stand up. So he doesn't see the mother. That's irrelevant. According to this opinion of Rav Falk, when he hears the parents approaching the house, he has a mitzvah to stand up even before the parent has entered. So the other chiyuv is clearly on the individual to give. They have a chiyuv to show their respect, irregardless of whether it's obvious from the action. It's clearly not obvious by standing up in my house. Because there's sounds outside, it's not obvious to people why I'm standing up. But I know why I'm standing up, and I'm giving cover. But apparently the Chayyadim understands, when it comes to the mitzvah of cover, that that's not so. When Chazal Darshan, this requirement of Kima has to have a heater element, so this would include this idea that if the action of standing is not obvious, it's not clear that what you're doing, and that's why we have to wait within Dalai Lama's. It also means that we have, if a person's eyes are shut, then, so we don't know why he's standing up, his eyes are shut. So that would be a lack of kiyum. So he's actually been mavatal the mitzvah, and therefore the Chayyadim says it's usur to create this subterfuge to actually be mavatal yourself from the mitzvah. Have a good day.